From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched an assault on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said, "The city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities." He called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. The coalition estimates there are between 10,000 and 50,000 civilians still in and around Tal Afar. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week focused Sunday on the northeastern towns of Ripoll and Manelu. Police set up numerous roadblocks, hoping to snare a 22-year-old Moroccan man whom they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. On Sunday, Spanish police said they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspects in Thursday's attack. Police already have four people in custody who they believe are connected to the attacks this past